Today is Thursday, November 20th, 2008, and we are in the Memorial Library of the Pecumtuck Valley Memorial Association in Deerfield, Massachusetts. And I am Natalie McCormick interviewing David Cohen. And I'll start. I was wondering if you would start by talking a bit about your early life, if you could say the date and place that you were born, and then maybe talk something about who your parents were, your education, or anything you'd like us to know about you.
It starts back in Brooklyn, New York. I was born December 11th, 1917, in a tenement in Brooklyn, New York, the Brownsville section of Brooklyn, which was the Jewish section. If you didn't live in the East Side and Jewish, you lived in Brownsville. And I was lived there until I was 3-4 years old, and then we moved to a section, Bushwick section in Brooklyn. It was a mixed neighborhood. In fact, it was predominantly German, who became the second largest German area after Yorkville, New York. And I had a uneventful beginning. You know, my parents were nice. I had three older sisters, and I was a spoiled brat. I was the first male born into the entire family. And when I was born, it was like little Jesus was born, my sister said. You know, they all catered to me, and I was a spoiled, my father gave me everything I wanted. And I became interested in baseball. And baseball was my life for quite a while. I was educated in Brooklyn, went through elementary school, and I was held back the first year. That was a traumatic experience in life. I was sick. I had the measles, mumps, chicken pox, and a swollen gland all at one time. And I missed 3/4 of the term. We didn't have go by the year. We went by a term in those days. It was 1A, 1B, and I was left back. I was held over in the 1A. And I don't think I felt so bad about being held over. But Mrs. Rex, the teacher, gave everybody a coloring book. But I was left back and she didn't give me the coloring book. I looked back, I said, she had to be mean. She was so nice, but she was mean. Why didn't she give me a coloring book? But anyway, I went through elementary school. I skipped 3 times. And then I was sent to Special Progress Junior High School.
Now, when you say you skipped 3 times, do you mean you skipped grades or you skipped school?
Grades. No, I would never skip school. That was unheard of. I'd get killed, as they said.
So but you skipped ahead.
I skipped ahead. I made up my term, and then I had 2 other. I skipped in the 2B and the 3B, and then into junior high. You made three years in 2 years. It was called Rapid Advance. And I went to a brand new high school that was built by the WPA, if you remember the Roosevelt administration, in Queens, Grover Cleveland High School. And I had 3 years there, naturally. And then I went to West Virginia. I was only 16 years old, and my mother didn't want to send a nice little Jewish boy, you know, out of town. But my sisters insisted. In order for me to grow up, I'd have to go out. So I went to West Virginia. My first year, I went to a Baptist school in southern West Virginia. And then from there, I went to the University of West Virginia. And I graduated, did pretty well. I majored, my mother wanted me to be a dentist, but I couldn't stand the sight of blood. I liked history, so I majored in history and minored in economics, and I got my degree in 1938. That was a year after Lincoln was shot. But anyway, she looks at me. That's just an exaggeration how many years ago.